comes at the royal feast for Persia won by Philip's warlike son. Aloft in awful state the godlike hero sat on his imperial throne. His valiant peers were placed around, their brows with roses and with myrtles bound. So should desert in arms be crowned. The lovely Thais by his side sat like a blooming eastern bride, in a flower of youth and beauty.